views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
Can't believe all the things that you say. Just what is wrong with you anyway? You're lucky if you have family or friends by the time that they get to the end, cause you're unfucking relatable. For that, there's no relief. Unfucking relatable. Beyond fucking belief.
Hello. My name is David. And I am unfucking relatable. This is a series of not necessarily related stories about not being able to relate. With me today to pass wisdom or judgment are Paul, Lindsay, and Hector, who has the unique perspective of being the person who was a witness for this story.
First-hand account.
September 13th, 2013. Was shaping up to be the greatest day in recent memory. That's not saying much since my life is an endless wasteland of bullshit. I realize that most people's lives often feel that way, so in no way am I discounting others' tribulations. I merely choose to focus on my own because I, like most people, am incredibly egocentric. After work, a couple of buddies and I trek to Riot Fest. Riot Fest is an annual, mostly punk rock festival. The show was in an area with a healthy Puerto Rican contingent, so I offered that we should sample the local flavor. We went to this little hole in the wall called La Palma to try the world's finest sandwich, as we would come to know later, the burrito. Then I tried not to eat gluten wherever I could, and this sandwich is breadless. It uses two pieces of fried plantain as the foundation. Foundation would be something else. The rest of the ingredients are relatively simple: meat, lettuce, cheese, and the ultimate, garlic mayo. When we walked in, we ordered three, since there were three of us. Before we can even say what meat we wanted, we were told to sit and wait. The woman who creates these things brings them out and asks if we'd ever had one before. She beamed with pride as she knows she's converting three more noobs. This beast had steak on it, and that mayo was fucking unreal. It tasted like the garlic sauce you'd get at a Mediterranean place. Even knowing we had only a few blocks to walk to the festival, I casually mentioned that I could probably eat another one of these. So we all did. The second round was ordered. Two of us got the pork, and the other made the mistake of ordering chicken. I think the proprietor took this as a challenge, as the joint's motto is, "We guarantee you won't leave hungry." The pork sandwiches were fucking jammed with meat. She even throws more on the side next to the rice, as well as two good-sized pieces of fried pig skin. Not normally my thing, but this lady hadn't done anything less than stellar so far.
I'm picking up barbecue on the way home.
The lady says that no one makes them like her. If that's true, I don't want to waste time on any others. A more heavenly sandwich has never existed. Now, with lead bellies, we just had to walk a mile or so.
Oh, no.
Cut to about 2 hours later, give or take, probably more. I don't know, it's a long time ago.
It was. What is that, 5 years now?
Yes. Almost. As we sat and waited for Danzig to take the stage, a rather attractive woman sat atop the picnic table we had positioned next to us. Or next to me, rather. I didn't position the bench next to us. That would have been weird. We were sitting on it. I had made a joke out loud to my friends about how Danzig had a propensity for being a diva, occasionally canceling or delaying the start of his shows for the silliest of all issues. I felt her stare as I was making a joke about it being too cold for Glenn to wear short sleeves and mesh so he wouldn't come out. When I turned to meet her gaze, she just stared seemingly angrily. My quip started to mumble away to nothing under the weight of her piercing hazel eyes. It was dark. I'm bad at remembering these things. After a few seconds, she lets me off the hook with a laugh and retorts, "Did you like that look of death I gave you?" I sat defeated. This woman and I ended up talking for the half an hour leading up to the band taking the stage about all manner of things, where we were from, and so on. She mentioned that she was divorced, and I offered nothing in the way of personal info, really, as my personal life is a fucking joke. We talked about music, of course, and I mentioned that I was, at the time, a freelance writer that writes about music, movies, and Batman. She at least pretended to be interested when I talked about how much I like the idea of Ben Affleck as the next Dark Knight. I didn't know that much then.
How much alcohol is involved at this point?
None, strangely.
Oh, really? Okay, so we're level zero right now. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it stays.
Oh, yeah, where it stays.
DEFCON 5? Really?
Oh, my.
Okay.
Turn it down to negative 11.
She mentioned that her ex-husband looked like Ben Affleck.
Oh.
Shit, I thought. I look closer to Kevin Smith than Ben Affleck. Why was she talking to me? She was from an area in California with both desert and snow-capped mountains. She's just in town for the 3 days of Riot Fest. I was only to be there that first night. She mentioned that she had an extra 3-day pass because a friend of hers from Cali backed out at the last minute. Did this mean anything? Is she offering me this pass? Maybe not. Probably not. She was affectionate while also being evasive. She grabbed my knee but made sure to tell me her phone didn't work.
Great distraction technique.
As she was losing her footing on our shabbily constructed bench, she used my crotch to right herself.
Oh.
Wow.
Sturdy.
Like you do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Convenient.
Weird.
Not to me.
No.
Give it a-
She also admitted that she was difficult to find on Facebook. I know this is all a bit disjointed, but this was also hardly expected. I was there for Danzig and his half set of Misfits songs, not to meet a California girl with magnificent boobs.
Yeah, who wants to do that?
Did I forget to mention that? Well, that's because I'm not a sexist pig. But they were impressive.
Good on you, bro.
Even a crowd-surfing moron said so.
Hey, nice boobs.
That's her reliable.
That was accurate.
That's,
yeah. You weren't even that crowd-surfing moron.
It wasn't me. No, because we were off on the side private area, whatever you want to call it.
Well, crowd-surfers somehow were ending up over, because we had our bench set up right. We were in the VIP section.
Ooh.
And, yeah.
High rollers.
Ooh. Hmm.
But no alcohol.
High rollers at Riot Fest.
It's confusing.
Well, I don't think I
think
could
he
drink
was
at
the
that
one
time.
With no okay. alcohol.
But yeah, since we had this little bleachers that we had set up right next to the fence.
And no. These bleachers were a fucking picnic table that we pulled up because they had picnic tables in this VIP area. And some of us, I think Dave was actually maybe the first one to pull one of those picnic tables up to the barrier
there. Yeah, because...
There.
Like Will Smith with the table and, like, Men in Black.
There you go.
Well, honestly, it's like we're in the VIP area, but we're not very close, and we don't have any kind of elevated view.
No seating, no elevation.
So I just decided, like, and we were waiting for over a half an hour for his set to start, so, yeah, dragged it over there. And then people gradually just started getting onto this.
All right.
But we were right next to the fence that separated the riffraff.
Yes.
And
the plebes.
They would kind of just crowd surf over into us.
That wasn't where the section ended. So they just kind of, yeah. All
right. It's not like it was a high fence.
Yeah.
It was like a 4-foot barrier.
Right. After the show, I stood confused. My friends had already started to walk away. Do I say goodbye? Do I get her number? Even though her phone didn't work. I could try the difficult task of finding her on Facebook.
Hold up. So, you sort of skipped over how your friends didn't just walk away. They were creating an opportunity for you.
Hold on.
Hey, if we leave...
Okay.
So you mean it was like, hey, if we leave Dave along with this chick,
hold
know?
On. Mm. First of all...
Paul smells what I'm cooking.
Not We're basically at the end here. Let me finish before
right.
you. I could find her on Facebook, but that would have been easier to do with the important bit of information. Her name. Instead, I followed my friends out as I recounted all the reasons I shouldn't bother with this woman. She lives in California. That's what I came up with. Never mind that I've had several people tell me that I should move to California, that I'd be much happier there. That doesn't enter my mind. I just invite reasons not to do things. Now, she may have just been friendly or been inebriated or both, but I'll have no way of knowing if she was genuinely interested or if she could ever be someone who I'd like to spend time with, all because I have the social awareness of a dead magpie. I can wax poetic about every ingredient in a sandwich, but I can't remember this woman's eye color. I made sure to make note of every song in Danzig's set list, but not the town she was from. I go out of my way to read every Batman comic that gets released, but I can't be bothered to ask this woman for her contact info or even her goddamn name. How can I be so bold and yet so incredibly meek? Batman would be so disappointed. So, yeah, as one of my two friends that was there, Hector, what is...
Yes.
What were you saying now?
All right. So what I was talking about was when we started walking away, seemingly left you behind.
You did?
In your
I
story.
Was being abandoned? Okay, let me tell you what I was thinking. I was wondering, how am I getting home? Because I didn't drive.
The look in Hector's eyes says everything.
Our engineer Nick's head shaking.
All right, so here's a... Here's one thing that has always befuddled me, especially in our adult lives with our friends, not just with you, but it's like, if you get separated from the group, you can get home. there are taxis, there are Ubers.
I hear there's
you can
even
make
trains.
Phone contact,
were there
trains
5 years ago?
Maybe not, but they're taxis.
I'll be honest with you. I've still never once myself called an Uber.
Whatever.
Really?
That's beside the point. The point is...
Get a fucking cab. The cabs would have been swarming over Riot Fest like fucking vultures.
Yep. That's true, but when opportunity is knocking, or maybe you could just be like, you know, my friends seem to have left me. I've been left...
Opportunity didn't knock. Opportunity let itself in the door, and it had already started to make itself a drink.
Yes.
And grabbing his crotch.
Yes. So that was the end of the night. But yeah, you know, let's go back to when we were talking about how she righted herself with his crotch.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been totally just
it could have just been like she actually lost her balance and just reached out, and that's where her hand ended up. Mm-hmm. Fine. But it wasn't like she was overly apologetic about it. Also, yes, let's talk about the details that were being dropped. Divorced.
Mm-hmm.
I have an extra pass for the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking
about...
The phone
doesn't work, but...
You guys did talk about Batman. Very few women that I know are actually into Batman at all.
And, like, when you find them, oh, you just... You gotta hang around, or if you can't, get your claws into them.
Paul should have been there. But let me also add that it's not like our other friend, who is not here right now, and I didn't encourage you, and you just waved us off nonchalantly. I'm making wave-off hand motions here.
<You are?
laughs> I'm just impressed that you all felt confident enough in his abilities to leave him and think he'd actually... I don't know. Ask her name. That was really impressive. After
it's
all of
really
those,
impressive
after
we
all those misses.
To
okay,
just
here you go.
Ask for him. Excuse me. What's your name? Yeah, Dave Meat.
I don't know her name. I'll be honest with you. I'm bad with that in general. Like, and not even in those sort of situations. I have a job where, like, it's customer service, and one of the things they tell us to do is introduce yourself. Use the customer's name. I never do.
You know, I almost never do. I'm absolutely there with you in being socially awkward and not always picking up on social cues, but she put so much fresh meat on a hook, I'm surprised she didn't draw a fucking bear into downtown Chicago.
That's an excellent way of putting it. Because if you were with two single dudes and not two married men, that story could have turned out otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was only one of you was married at that time.
So I was the other single guy?
Right here.
My wife's right here.
She just punched him. You couldn't see it.
Right in the jewels.
I wasn't expecting this to be so goddamn depressing.
It's called unfucking relatable.
It's not what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Did you think that this was going to be an uplifting tale of social awkwardness?
I thought it was just going to be weird and crazy. Not like the first 10 minutes of Up.
Oh, so true. Wow. Maybe we should get some business cards made up for you, so if you're in that situation again.
Wait till episode three,
again,
Paul.
You know. Great.
Your friends can hand them out for you.
Yeah, like always keep your friends well stocked with these cards that says, if our friend freezes, here you go. Here's his information so you can find him. Because
like
you clearly like
to
grabbing his crotch.
Batter him
I don't know.
With clues.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing this never happened again.
Or did it?
Oh, yeah. Maybe we just don't know.
So
maybe you missed
what year was that? 2013?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Fast forward.
I thought you were asking me.
Shit.
18.
It's only been 2018 for like 2.5 months now, buddy.
Whoa. And so
we don't have to rewind very far. Yeah, he's going where I think
we do not have to rewind very far. But let's take it back to a week and a day ago.
Wow.
It's Saturday. We're going back to last Friday.
Excellent. We get to see how his social skills developed in 5 years.
I remember
years.
The date clearly because it is the day after Unfucking Relatable's birthday.
Aww.
February 23rd, 2018. House of Blues. Therefore, Smells Like Nirvana. And I don't remember the name of the Foo Fighters cover band.
I don't know if we ever got that.
But name. I do remember Dad Grohl.
Dad Grohl was awful.
And?
So, we're there. Uh-huh. I guess I'm telling this story.
No, go for it. Don't let him stop you.
There'll be no one to stop me this time.
I'm enjoying all the facial expressions that nobody else can see.
Yeah,
this is fun.
We should actually be filming my face. Fast forward 5 years or so. Another concert. Not Danzig this time.
It's not quite 5 years.
It's not Danzig with Doyle this time.
4.5.
Wait, was Doyle at that one? Let me stop myself from... Okay, so that was awesome. More so for me than you. Let's go... let's take it to the House of Blues, February 23rd, 2018, for Smells Like Nirvana.
Uh-huh.
We go... Same friend?
No. No, ironically, it was...
Another Indian.
Your brother's not Indian.
Ah, man. My brother's so forgettable.
Yeah.
But, ironically, the person who was with us at this was the person who couldn't go to Riot Fest in the first place, which is why I was there, because I took his ticket.
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. So he's got, just to take it back to that guy, he's got an annual ritual of buying Riot Fest tickets and then ditching. We're at House of Blues. We're with this other friend. We're setting up shop to watch the show.
Also in the VIP section.
In the VIP-ish section. It was actually pretty damn cool because...
So it's not an air quotes VIP section?
Well, all right. First of all, I'm gonna just interject that there are extenuating circumstances.
Okay. Let's hear them. What are they?
So I wasn't drinking 5 years ago.
That's true.
I did have a drink that night.
Are we talking about this past week?
Yes.
Okay. You had just one?
I had, three.
Well, what kind?
Yeah, what did you drink?
I had two Palomas.
I'll pretend I know what they are.
It's a tequila grapefruit juice thing.
Okay.
But that's not the end of this story.
No, and that's not
just trying to
and
gauge
that's not
his...
the only substance that I was
partaking.
I was tripping balls.
There were other party favors involved.
I was at that point by the time that show started, halfway through my trip.
Okay. So
I was hitting the sweet spot.
Circumstances have been noted. Continue,
okay.
Hector.
Excellent. All right.
So we set up shop suite because we're rolling with money there. And not our money.
Not our money. Let that be known.
That's the best way to do it.
You know, if you go to any concert venue, there's the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the House of Blues for this particular event, they had roped off the perimeter of the floor. Okay. And they had set up tables there. So you could purchase a table and you get a drink service there. You have a waitress that comes around to your side.
Not unlike the Riot Fest setup either, where we were on the perimeter of the pit.
That's true, but we did not have drink service there.
Nor did we, well, we didn't have to make our own seating either.
That's also true. There were already benches set up
there.
That's
true.
Okay, so I painted the picture of the venue, and also let's note that the floor at the House of Blues is not very big, so this is a fairly intimate venue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the perimeter of the floor is actually what was roped off and where we were sitting, so not even on the other side of the banister outside, like behind the mixing booth there.
Yeah.
All right, so this is pretty close, you know, let's give it like maybe 20 to 30 feet between us and the stage.
All right.
And we're at a corner table, like right at the corner of the stairway that leads onto the floor. Mm-hmm. And the stairway is, you know, like 2 or 3 steps, whatever it is. It's not like a huge drop off. But so we're sitting there, we're enjoying Dad Grohl and his Foo Fighters cover band. And so as we're sitting there, I go to the bathroom and I come back and I notice that there's a group of girls that are kind of hovering in the corner by our table as I'm coming back. And I mentioned it to our other friend. I'm like, it has begun. Because that happens quite a bit when we just go out and just get a table somewhere.
Okay. I also don't go out with them.
Yes, let that be noted also.
So I chalked up the encroachment as like, oh, well, we're just...
There's
limited standing space and we're at a table. The table on the very outside of the thing. So it was like, it was safety from the pit.
Yeah, that's all true. Dave is a few hours into a great trip.
I'm not sure about great, but it was.
He's also a few drinks in, and he's
staring at walls.
He's also the closest one to this group of girls.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you. Well,
it's okay.
Well,
he wasn't
okay.
tripping.
Not at the very beginning.
Space and time have very little.
So at the at the time that I'm talking about, where I went to the bathroom and came back and noticed it, you were not the closest. Our other friend was the closest.
Yes.
I'm not using his name because he's just not here, so he's not important.
he's
so
dead to us.
At some point, there was a shuffling
until he buys more tickets for us.
At some point, there was a shuffling of just us, and then you did become the closest. And I never talked to this group of girls other than when our other friend asked them to take a picture of us.
Okay.
And I think I said thank you. And that's the extent of the conversation that I feel like I had with this group. Mm-hmm. But I know that one of the girls was pretty much at our table, and she seemed to be a big Nirvana fan because I noticed that she was singing along with all the songs. She actually knew the lyrics.
Her friends had apparently gotten past their bedtime and they turned into pumpkins or whatever.
Holy shit, I didn't even know that she was left alone there by herself.
So you see,
oh my gosh.
So you see, friends do leave their friends behind.
How do you think she got
Maybe
home?
Maybe she was also unfucking relatable. There are two. But anyway, yeah, so this is a situation that this man has been cast into, and this is an attractive young girl. I would give her maybe early 20s.
Okay. Really? I can't really.
Early to mid 20s.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Mid 20s. And, I just mentioned it was the day after your birthday where you're just a step closer to
death,
to 40 years old.
Ugh.
And so, you know, that is widely regarded as over the hill when you get to that stage. So you're just short of the top of the hill by most
standing
anybody
tall
says
on the wings of my dream.
Yes. So let's say that there was probably a 10 to 15 year difference if we're giving her weight on her age.
I'm feeling really good now.
But anyway. It looked like you guys were actually having conversation and enjoying yourselves. And as I mentioned earlier, I was pretty drunk, so I didn't notice most of what was happening. But right before the show, I did go back into my phone and I noticed that I took a video. I was very untactfully taking it as sort of a selfie video, where then I raised it so that Dave and this little miss were in
the
background.
This is what he does. We go to places, and he'll wait till I'm really fucked up and unable to defend myself.
I was there, too.
and he will violate me with his phone.
Oh my.
I have violated him with my phone many
times. Can't take Hector anywhere.
I admit I have been a victim of Hector's phone fuckery as well. Liz. I
oh
know
my God.
Not to
I think
leave,
this is a new hashtag.
I know Hester. Not to leave my phone unattended when
right.
I have when
yeah, it's not just my phone.
Yeah.
It's any phone.
Oh my God.
If he can
on.
Get into your phone, he will take photos with you.
Yes. Next birthday party the next day. I was like, what? Why remember, is Hector? What the fuck?
Remember when Batman was using everybody's phone in the city?
For echolocation?
You were inspired.
Yes.
Right. You know what?
I'm trying to get to that level.
I'm just going to... All right. So have you ever seen the movie True Romance?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So remember how it's Christian Slater's birthday? And he goes to the movies. The Sonny Chiba, whatever, double feature.
Yeah.
And... Patricia Arquette's the only other person in the theater. Right?
Okay.
So he finds out later that, like, she comes on to him, and, like, and it's this whole thing where she pretends to be interested in everything he likes. He finds out later that she was a prostitute hired by his boss to have, because he's worried about him, like, he doesn't really have a social life, he works in a comic store.
So you're terrified that Hector is...
No!
Right, hiring prostitutes.
Not Hector, because our other friend is of means, and I'm like, would I put it past him to hire somebody?
And is
but what Hector happened with her? I mean, so you guys were talking, and you're doing
yeah, that's
your
an excellent incestuous question. Let's talk about that.
Phone fuckery, and you... You know, I mean, if it's with his own phone, I don't know.
It wasn't with my phone. It was with his own phone. His phone. He likes to mock or make it look like he's selfieing, and I just end up.
Often I am selfieing, but then, you know, I'll just shift.
I'm never going to trust you and your phone again.
To capture a fantastic moment. I don't blame you.
I am a big fan of just capturing the moment.
And to think, you know, like if a little bit had changed. You could have just been saying, oh, look, I got a video of the moment you two met.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good spin.
Well, in a way, I suppose you did.
But what happened with her? So you're talking to her, presumably. He's videoing you.
She's been kind of hanging at our table, and I'm reaching the end of my trip. So I'm like, now I'm...
Sobering.
The thing is like you start to lose the visual stuff, and then you just kind of it becomes this deep connection to something. And I'm a huge Nirvana fan, so they're playing Nirvana songs, so I'm really fucking into it. All right, I'm feeling it on a level that I've not. And granted, it's chemical.
It's a chemical romance.
Everybody was a big fan of that one. And I'm not saying she's not attractive, but it's just like she's there. We didn't really have conversation, you know? It's like she kept we're singing along with the songs, and for some odd reason she keeps like grabbing my arm as to get my attention. And it was like she needed me to sing to her or something.
Did she at any point slip and need to...
stabilize herself
yes,
with your junk?
At
I'm
one point,
wondering.
She did just slip away kind of unannounced and go and just kind of leave. So yeah. I was like, all right, well, that's whatever that was.
Well, I keep touching him and he's not getting the message. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Might be. I mean...
But then she came back with her coat on.
She came back?
Yes.
And then...
With her coat on.
But still,
yeah,
she
I don't remember that.
Now,
why
so.
Did she need to come back if she had her
entertain
coat?
Entertain us.
This is interesting, because, you know, if she already has her coat, she doesn't need to stop back and go down into the pit with the
What's
tables.
What's her angle?
I still don't know.
Does she say anything to you?
She just grabbed his arm again.
his arm?
No.
His third arm. For stable
arm.
She took my hand.
Oh.
It's worse by the minute. Go ahead.
And,
I was aware of
none of
this.
Starting to get sad again. Starting to feel like up.
More like down.
It's down. Yeah. It's definitely
right.
down.
We're on the down
All
side.
All right, so.
The hill.
She takes your hand.
I was just like, I couldn't really hear her because there was still music blaring.
Was this a handshake?
It lasted longer than a handshake should.
But I mean, was it like she grabbed your hand in a handshake manner, or?
No, held it.
Okay.
Yeah, but who does, you don't just randomly hold it, like, if you don't want to encourage somebody, don't touch them.
I'm asking.
So she touched you. I'm just saying.
No.
She touched your hand. Yeah, but you don't do that to strangers.
Or people you
don't like. Yeah, or people you don't like. You try to limit contact.
I definitely don't touch people that I don't like.
Yeah.
Or that you do.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't say I had it. All I could say is that.
Shut up, wife.
I would like to think that it was the LSD. But
you would like to think that you hallucinated that she took your hand?
No.
So what happened after she's saying things that you can't hear and taking your hand?
I said something fairly unintelligible.
Mm-hmm.
Because even I don't know what it was.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It was just like, it was something to the, this might be paraphrasing. This could be verbatim. Uh-huh. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
No phone numbers. No, we need to get him these business cards and you need to hand them out on his behalf. I'm just like saying. Like,
nor name.
You know her name?
No.
Of course not. What color were her eyes? Hazel? All
right, so now it's dark in there.
Oh, God.
It is dark in there. This is indoors.
Yes.
It's a different thing.
I'm assuming, because she was a brunette, that they were either brown or dark brown.
Hey, you know another...
could very well be correct.
Hey, you know another circumstance when you take someone's hand? When you want to take them somewhere.
Yeah.
There are multiple.
Like, let's get out of here.
None of them are... I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does this card have to say? My name is David Musto. I'm a little bit too naive. I don't pick up on signals. Well, here's my phone number.
It needs to be, this is on behalf of my friend, who's very sweet and shy, and, you know, please contact him because he doesn't...
She did say goodbye.
Yeah, she didn't have to do that.
Was it like an awkward goodbye? Like I guess bye?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that no matter how she would have said it, it was an awkward goodbye.
But she came back. She didn't have to say anything. She could have just left and been like, bye. But
and
nope.
That happens a lot.
No.
I'm just talking about not to you, but
no,
just
nobody
generally.
Usually says goodbye to
especially
me at
if you're at a public sort of event. And, I mean, yeah, just that situation where... Like, girls will take advantage of, hey, these guys have a table, or, you know, just something like that. Like, let's just chill out over here, and then, okay, cool, guys, thank you, see ya.
Right.
But they don't usually go and get their coat when they're by themselves, and come back.
And come back. Uh-huh.
And hold your hand.
Exactly.
And give a
formal
goodbye.
I don't
want to
make it sound as though it was, like, this eternity moment where, on LSD, everything feels like it didn't take any time at all or all the time in the world. And sometimes both at the same time.
Okay, on a serious note, when Hector mentioned like how they were getting they gathered close to the table and you mentioned, oh, no, it's, you know, they wanted to be away from the pit and all this.
The riffraff.
Yeah. Do you remember how about 15 minutes ago you were talking about moving to California and say how you always seem to make up reasons not to do things? Yeah, I think you also make up reasons why, you know, things are...
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would definitely appear that that's the case.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what the show's called.
Also, I think maybe you need to get yourself some better wingmen.
That's true.
I mean, I'm hearing that the ball was dropped twice.
You know what?
By Hector over here.
That is an excellent point, Lindsay. I think that's what we learned today. I think what we learned today,
the takeaways from today's show,
is that none of this is really my fault. And that, in fact, it's just Hector sucks as a friend.
You know, we have another friend that would totally agree with you. I have apparently ruined his life.
And apparently a wife.
Yes.
But she thinks we both suck. Any parting thoughts? Paul just disgusted right now.
I like that we have Lindsay here for the female perspective. And I would just
And thank you for being this week's advocate. I appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
I'm here for you.
I need
I kind of want to hear a little bit more about what Lindsay has to say about this whole situation. Being a female.
Hold on. And now I didn't ask this directly. Mm. Could it have been possible that she was in fact a prostitute hired by my
cult?
Let's explore this. I will tell you that since I was present and I do not know that woman and also did not...
I didn't say you. You have no means.
I was not party to that conspiracy, or maybe it was just one party.
Conspicuous by his absence.
I do not think that your benefactor for the tickets also provided you a prostitute. Because if he had, I mean, she didn't do her job well, you know? Because then he would have been.
She should have been more persistent.
Like she failed.
Yeah.
To be fair.
She was the worst prostitute ever.
He lacks management skills.
That's
Look, I tried. I put my hand right on his dick. He didn't get the message. I think your friend is gay.
I moved it around a little bit. Nothing.
That would have been the LSD. But yeah.
You need to take a chance next time. Because, you know, and
you
give him a little
me.
Nudge. Like, have a secret sign
Hold on.
For him, you know?
Let's take this
just
back.
Just like that, you turned on me.
Let's take this back to Dave's experience, because I'm giving the details of the night that I can remember. But I was hammered. And I know that there's stuff that I don't remember clearly. And Dave told me that our other friend and I were both annoyingly encouraging.
On the way home!
Oh, afterwards.
You were like, what's your problem?
But do you have examples? Not that, you know, we have time for all of that, but.
Oh, we do.
I mean, like, where.
We have 9 more weeks.
No, on the other side, like, where you've been out and, you know, he's been given all these signs by a woman and he's actually gotten.
That's what I'm wondering. When was the last success?
Yes.
Even.
I think
just,
that laugh speaks for itself.
I would consider getting either name or phone number at least on the board. So
yes. Something.
Ding. Sorry, I was thinking of the price or not the Price is Right. The other, Family Feud. Thank you.
That's number Wang.
Well, next week we'll.
Man.
We'll talk about something drastically different. I guess thanks to Paul, Lindsay, and Hector for coming on.
Happy to help.
I'm applauding myself.
This has been therapeutic and great.
This has been unfucking believable.
It's been that too. But not unfucking expected. So until next week, I'm Dave. This is my life, and you're just laughing at it.
Memoriam Development.
Got an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? You're not alone. There are literally thousands of people out there with great podcast ideas for either their businesses or simply for entertainment, but they don't know the first thing about podcasting. The DBM Production Empire has been successfully producing high-quality podcasts since 2009 and has received millions of downloads. Yes, millions. And now the DBMPE has decided to pull back the curtain and offer their podcast production services to the rest of the world. Unlike some other podcast companies, our team will work with you from the creation of your podcast idea all the way to getting it released to the marketplace. We work with you in 3 different phases. The development phase, which includes getting your ideas to a workable action plan, the creation of your RSS feed, and if you don't have your own artwork already, we can help you with that too. Next is the hosting phase, which includes a safe place to launch and house your podcast episodes. And of course, the distribution phase, where we deliver your content to major podcast markets like iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, Podomatic, and many more. We'll do all of this for just $10 a month plus a one-time setup fee. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us for a free consultation today.
Treat your home to something new for the holidays with Hisense appliances exclusively at Lowe's. How about a beverage center with room to store up to 140 cans of your family's favorite cold beverages? A wine chiller that holds and keeps 54 bottles of wine the perfect temperature? And a dishwasher with the capacity to help clean up after holiday meals and quiet enough not to interrupt family time? A gift for home is a gift for all. And Lowe's is your home for the holidays. U.S. only.